joy, strength, satisfaction, contentment, it's easy to go looking for them in all the wrong places. Maybe that's why so many people who are so well off are so unhappy. What do you think? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I was in India a few years back with a colleague from Bangladesh. He lives in a tiny, tiny country a few hundred kilometres from north to south, east to west, filled with close to 200 million people. We were sitting down together for lunch and he seemed to be eating his curry with great enthusiasm, enjoying it more than most of the people at the table. Now, he was a well-dressed young man, gentle and bright. He had a real sparkle in his eyes. So out of interest, I asked him, "So what do you eat in Bangladesh?" I was trying to find out if their food was different in his home country since I'd never been there. His answer wasn't quite what I'd expected. "Mostly rice," he said, "although some days we don't have any food, so we don't eat." I come from such a wealthy part of the world, and yet amidst all that wealth, there are so many maladies. So many people worried about themselves and how they look and what others think of them, that they end up missing the big picture. Real joy, real peace, that sense of a quiet confidence in life that doesn't come from having money or even a full belly. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, "The Lord will always lead you and satisfy your needs in dry lands. He will give strength to your bones. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, like a spring that never goes dry." Real joy comes from the Lord, from a rich, powerful relationship with Jesus. My friend from Bangladesh, he knows that. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. I strongly suspect that if you were to spend the coming week focusing and reflecting on just that one verse, Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, God will do a mighty work in you, a truly mighty work, because that's how it is with his word. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.